talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going back to the front lines of history in the making. This time we're going to the lines. Mark of the Sack, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, well, we need to, I kind of have some issues with the private schools, the way they're doing it now. That when I was a kid, of course, that if you wanted to send your kid to parochial school, you paid for it yourself. And for people of limited means in Milwaukee, part of the problem in Milwaukee is the underinvestment in education they've had been doing for decades. And that it's a shame that they're not fully funding the public schools the way they should. But part of the solution is get, that for these families, some of these kids are not exposed to books when they are small children. And, of course, I was. I mean, my family had we were a family of very modest means, but there's all kinds of books around the house when I was a kid. My mom had signed me up for some book club when I was a kid where I got titles like Robin Hood, Heart of a Dog by Terhune, The Wizard of Oz, and my mother read to us every night. So many families that perhaps part of the thing is there should be funding, when children are born, there should be some kind of thing where books start to go home with them. Perhaps not at that point, but a little bit later on, so parents of modest means can afford to have some kind of literature in the house. And these kids are encouraged to read at a young age.
There's two aspects of this, Mark. One is there's a lot of data that shows that their household among poorer people, where there's not a single book in the house, and also there's not an awful lot of conversation with the child, so they don't hear many words, they don't see many books. That's something that's very difficult to say the state should do something about that early on. But one thing the state can do is to provide an education. Now, when it comes to Milwaukee funds everything it can, the state has deliberately withheld money from Milwaukee under Republicans, simply because, quite frankly, to be very blunt about this, the Republican Party doesn't like Milwaukee, and that's what's going on. So the idea behind charter and voucher schools is it gives parents of limited means, especially who've been subject to terrible segregation and mistreatment for a long time, some options. And the question is, should that be extended statewide, regardless of ability to pay? I don't think that should be, and Governor Evers vetoed that. But there's so many things that tie into this: racial segregation, economic disparity, and so forth. The key is education. The key is always education, and anything that can excite a child to stay in school, be educated. I agree with you that there has to be more cultural exposure to things like books and things like, frankly, just discussion with the child. And that's something that the state can't mandate, but the state can provide a good education. Thanks an awful lot, Mark, for calling in. I want to get back to Ukraine. A terrible thing has happened over there. One of the things, among others, one of the things that Putin did, and he did it deliberately, he put a general in charge of the war in eastern Ukraine, who was called the Butcher of Aleppo in Syria. This guy's a sadist, and he understands that the way to demoralize an army is to torture the civilian population. He did it in Aleppo, in Syria. Well, they brought in so-called soldiers, mercenaries from Chechnya and Syria, who are Islamic terrorists. And these people are going through the countryside, raping women in front of their children and torturing people. The idea is to break their spirits. There is a town in eastern Ukraine called Borodianka, B-O-R-O-D-I-A-N-K-A. Borodyanka. And there was a hospital for the mentally impaired there, 500 people in it, including staff. The Chechenians went in, Chechen Islamic terrorists, and they pulled everybody out in the courtyard and held a gun on them and had a camera on them and all said, smile, we command you to smile. Then one at a time, they were led up to a camera and they were told with a gun to their heads, quote, you must say to the camera, thank you, Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin. Anybody who wouldn't do that is shot or tortured. One middle-aged woman came up and she said, I can't say that. So what she said was, thank you for not killing us, and then fainted. Unleashing Islamic terrorists on a Christian population in Ukraine to torture them is what Putin has done. And this was a tactic that was done through various jihadist incursions in Europe for 1,300 years. Putin is a sadist. He's a genocidal sadist. We have no soul if we continue to let this happen. It could easily be stopped by giving Zelensky the planes, multi-missile launchers, shorter ship missiles that go out more than a few miles, tanks, ammo, humanitarian corridor to Mariupol. He is not going to use nuclear weapons because of what's done in Ukraine. But if he is permitted to, quote, win, end quote, he goes into Moldova, and then he starts to chew away at Eastern Estonia, which is in NATO, and Finland, which is not yet in NATO, that is going to extend a European war. The greatest asset we have right now is the unity of the Ukrainian people, their bravery, their leadership. We've got to support it. We have got to support it. The Republican Party, some influential people in charge of the party, I'm talking about Trump, ideologically speaking, Tucker Carlson, Pompeo, praised Putin right in the middle of February, said he had a lot of respect for him. That's like saying you have a lot of respect for Hitler. Josh Hawley, why aren't we supporting Putin? The Democratic Party has got to just deal with the fact that they have a treasonous opposition, that the Republican Party is a treasonous opponent. We have to trust American voters and do the right thing. Joe Biden has got to get those planes, multi-missile launchers, stop this sadism that is now part Russian and part Islamic terrorist in a European country. Got to stop it. We have no soul if we don't stop it. They go through the country. They end up taking Odessa. Cut off Ukraine from the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. Starve it. Make it a vassal state. Send Islamic terrorists and sadists like the butcher of Aleppo through to torture civilians until they surrender and their spirit is broken. That will be the end, quite frankly. That will be the end of the Democratic Party and, frankly, the Republican Party. And I'm going to say this on the air for the first time right now. Maybe time for a new party, the United Party. United Americans, where we weed out the fascist right of the Republican Party that's destroying our democracy, and we weed out the Islamo left, enforce our immigration laws. Why are we permitting people from Chechnya to come into this country as immigrants? I'll tell you who some of those immigrants were. The Tsarnaev brothers, Tamerlane, Dr. Tsarnaev in Boston. They blew up the Boston Marathon. One of them was killed. The other one got the death penalty and snuck out of it so far. Stop all immigration from Russia and Chechnya. Any country that's in Ukraine, stop it. Any country that's an enemy of the United States, Stop it. Go to the lines. Rocky of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Good morning. I was hoping you had an idea about, or could explain, why don't we at least get food to Ukraine as a way to get, you know, people so that they can fight, at least the cities where they're starving them out? What stops us from delivering them food? And then if we're attacked, we respond.
Absolutely right. In fact, that is a great way to start it. You just announced that we're going to put a humanitarian corridor to Mariupol in eastern Ukraine, and we are going to bring in food and fresh water. And frankly, I would bring in weapons as well and reinforcements. And you tell the Russians, it's very simple. You attack us and you are toast. You're annihilated. They can't stand up to us. They can't even stand up to the Ukrainian army. And they are not going to attack the United States. Not in Ukraine. We're not invading Russia. That is an excellent idea. That is a humanitarian lift. Airlift them in. The Air Force goes in, accompanied by fighter jets, puts in, frankly, no fly over Ukraine, stop the bombing. We got to get some spine. There will not be a Democratic Party ever again if Ukraine falls, and there will not be a Republican Party, a fascist, treasonous party, if Ukraine falls. There will be a united party, United Americans. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. God's gonna cut you down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. Sam, do we have a text?
Yes, Matt. I have a question for you from Ross from Lake Mills. He says,
great. What did he have to say?
Boris Johnson from Britain said he would give assistance/weapons to Ukraine whenever they need to succeed in the war. Do you have any idea what those assistance/weapons are?
Yeah, I do. Great question, Ross. Thanks a lot for texting in. And by the way, you can text as well as call 844-967-2789. What he's alluding to, and the UK has been the strongest ally of the United States and Ukraine in all of this. Germany's been very wobbly. France has been wobbly. The two things that that need to be done, Boris Johnson can do one of them and not the other. The one thing he could do is massively more ammunition, massively more weapons. They also make tanks, but they're not like Germany and the United States. They are not manufacturers of heavy military equipment the way we are in Germany is, but they can do what they can there. He can certainly send them shorter ship missiles, and he can certainly send them multi-missile launchers, and he should get as many as possible into them immediately. But the one thing that he can't do, Britain has declined in stature within NATO, for one thing, because it left the EU. The EU is different from NATO. There are several countries that are in the EU and not in NATO, and there's at least one country that's in NATO and not the EU. But there is basically an overlapping membership in both, roughly. But because Britain withdrew from the EU, it doesn't have the same influence in Europe as it did before. It does in NATO, but it's not a military power anymore the way it was 100 years ago. We're the military power. Now, they do have nuclear weapons, and they are permitting the United States to supply our nuclear submarines in Holyrock, Scotland. I had friends, Navy OCS, who was assigned to submarines, and they went in at Holyrock. And they may be permitting us to upgrade their nuclear weapons based in Scotland right now. However, they do not have the cachet to say to Europe, we want Warsaw, we want Slovenia, Slovakia, Bratislava, we want Lithuania and Latvia to turn over their planes to Zelensky. That would require permission from the United States because we're the 800-pound gorilla. And the problem is that we're not doing that because we're a divided country. The Republicans are poised doing nothing but attacking Biden. And in my view, Biden is too solicitous politically of that threat. People want leadership. People want leadership. I want to see Joe Biden get up and give a speech and saying, we want planes to Zelensky. You can say to defend himself. I mean, Zelensky's not going to fly to Moscow and drop a bomb, for Pete's sake, to get a humanitarian corridor to Mariupol, to get food and water there and arms and resupplies. Britain can't do that on its own. It could send British fighter jets with their own pilots or to Zelensky with very quick instruction on how to fly them. The problem with that is there's got to be some unanimity in NATO. The United States could get away with that, but I don't think that Britain can. So what can they give them? They do not manufacture tanks the way Germany and the United States does. They certainly have missile launchers. They certainly have ships that could go up through the Dardanelles and impose a blockade. I advocated that early in the show, and I'm going to advocate it now. Get the 6th Fleet. I was stationed with the 6th Fleet a long time ago. The Ruskies were a forlorn navy then, and they were now. Told you at one point, not when I was over there afterwards, one of their ships broke down and couldn't make fresh water, and we supplied the Russian Navy with fresh water because they're so incompetent. They are incompetent. Get naval ships. They could be British and American naval ships through the Dardanelles into the Black Sea. Sail in international waters off the coast of Crimea, off the coast of Odessa, off the coast of Ukraine, and say there will be no more bombardments of the shore and there will be no amphibious landings. Period. That's what Kennedy did with Cuba. A lot of Kennedys, I remember, 1962, I was a sophomore in high school, and everybody thought this is the end. And a lot of Kennedy's admirals and generals said, nuke Russia. Nuke Russia, because they were sending nuclear missiles to Cuba on ships. And Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy sat down, Bobby's brother, great man, assassinated just like his brother. He was the attorney general, sat down. Kennedy said, well, what if we just impose a blockade? I'm going to have the Navy surround Cuba and stop any ship going in, period. And he did that. And Khrushchev backed down. What is he going to do? Start a war with the United States? With transport ships. This is the Navy 10 years later. We're giving them fresh water. They're incompetent. Their leaders steal money. They don't maintain their ships. They have one aircraft carrier. It's in dry dock. They don't know how to repair it, and they can't afford to repair the one aircraft. We have over 10 of them, world-class aircraft carriers. Britain could go help us on that. But when Boris Johnson says that, Ross, and he doesn't have the backing of the United States, that's the problem. And the United States is divided. We had a January 6th insurrection where thugs went into our Capitol to try to overturn an election and interfere with the peaceful transfer of power. The first time since the Civil War. That can't be permitted to continue. We have hate in the Republican Party directed to Biden and the Democrats that can't be permitted to continue. Ultimately, you have to rely on American voters. Ultimately, you have to rely on American voters. So thanks a lot for calling in. Thanks a lot for calling in. This is terrific, unbelievable. We intercept calls all the time from the field in Ukraine. We intercepted calls, several of them, from Russian soldiers who were calling home to Russia, who said that Russia itself bombed their own people in a Russian town called Klimovo, so they could blame it on the Ukrainians and say that Ukraine was invading Russia. Unbelievable. There's a town called Klimovo, and recently it was bombed, and Russia said, Ukraine did it. That shows that this is a war against Russia. The Russian soldiers said in their calls home, our own people bombed their own people. This isn't the first time. When Putin came to power right after the year 2000, what Putin did was He wanted dictatorial powers. So he bombed apartment buildings in Moscow, said it was Chechens, and arrested some. And everybody goes, oh, well, if the Chechens are bombing killing a couple hundred people in apartment buildings in Moscow, we need a strongman. Putin bombed them. The KGB bombed them. Now the KGB just ordered the bombing of Klimovo, according to these field reports. Bombing of Klimovo, and the soldiers know what's going on over there, and the Ruskies are now saying it was the Ukrainians. Russia is a perverted, corrupt country to the core. Its political DNA is corrupt to the core. They have some great people like Navalny. They have great people, patriots. But can they be restored in a country that has been used to being oppressed and authoritarian rule for 1,000 years? The czars, then the commies and Stalin, and now Putin. Going to a break. The lines are alive. Don't hang up. I know you're on the line. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Tom of McFarland, my friend, you're first. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Great show again, as usual.
Thank you.
I just want to take an exception to one thing that you're saying as far as sending Ukraine planes. The problem with planes is how intensive they are to maintain. It's not just the plane itself, but you have to think of all the parts that are going to go with that, all the ground crews that need to maintain just a single plane, and how vulnerable airfields can be if you don't have an adequate air defense. But right now, what Ukraine is facing is not so much air power as much as missile and artillery barrages. So that's why I like how Biden has sent some counter-battery radars and artillery, which will be a direct, threat to what Ukraine is facing as far as artillery, and improve their ability to just maintain, those javelins and the other anti-air that they're having. I think that you enhance what Ukraine is doing well rather than try and send Ukraine in a path that is going to take a hell of a lot more time to upgrade. The Ukrainian Air Force is never going to get to the point of the Russian Air Force.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Tom. Let me comment on that. It's a very, very good comment. I do have one slight difference with you. First of all, Biden just recently put in an $800 million package that, you're right, includes artillery and includes more things that he'd done before. And it should have been done a long time ago, but better late than never. And that's all very good. However, he sent in some helicopters. He sent in some radar. And he sent in some anti-aircraft defense systems. But first of all, that's got to get there quickly. It doesn't get there the same day. Secondly, there has to be more of it. And third, he has not sent multi-missile launchers. That is essential. With regard to the aircraft, the reason I don't agree is this. These are MiG aircraft that a lot of those Ukrainian pilots have already been trained to fly. Secondly, I would place a lot of faith in Zelensky when he asks for something. In other words, he's not asking for something that they can't use. He's asking for something that they can use. And what he does is, in terms of parts, in terms of maintenance, I get it. That would all be, a package would be sent, and there would be more supplies for parts and so on. As far as can't stand up to the Russian Air Force, the Russian Air Force is about as potent as their Navy. They suck. If this were the American Air Force, they'd all be destroyed immediately. But the reason for the planes, besides, it's not like dogfights in the Second World War or the First World War. These are jets, and these are missiles that result in instantaneous destruction. But if you had, you have 70 MiGs flying over eastern Ukraine, just blasting the bejesus out of Russian positions on the ground with missiles. There's several ways to deliver a missile. One of them, obviously, is artillery and so forth, but the other one is from the air. Russian airplanes are targeting hospitals and kindergartens. Well, you know something? We target their troops. And they're not dogfights in the air, but anybody flying out of Ukraine, they get blasted on the ground. Now, you say they could take out our airfields. They already are. When I say are the Ukrainian ones. So you take the thing off and take it off from a highway. There are plenty of flat areas you can take it off from. And this is not exact science when you have the best of all worlds and plenty of time. But if Zelensky's asking for planes, he's not doing it for the heck of it. There are Ukrainian pilots who've done very well, and they need more planes. But I agree with you, they need a lot more missiles. They need a lot more artillery. And this business of rationing it to them to what? To not anger Putin? Are you kidding me? They are massing for a massive amphibious operation in Odessa and to block them off from the Black Sea. And somebody has got to blast them out of the water, including their ships. And that's something that should be done by NATO. NATO is chickening out. And I'm going to say this again. If Ukraine falls, Zelensky is captured and tortured, there's no more Democratic Party in this state, in this country. And there's no more Republican Party. There's a United Party. And the fascist fringe of the Republican Party drifts away, and the Islamo-left progressives drift away. And we have a party that stands up for America. And that's the party I'm going to belong to. Thanks for calling. Going back to the line. CJ of Stoughton, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Well, as I listen to you cry out, you're crying out to your Biden administration that you said was the only one that could go toe-to-toe with this guy. And the mere fact that, you know, you cry out for jets and weapons and then you go on to the Republican Party, they supplied them with Stingers and Javelins. And, you know, you also said, Matt, that the votes, we're going to change it by votes. Well, I tell you what, the red wave is coming because everything your Democratic Party has touched, inflation, crime, the border, Russia, Afghanistan, you name it, all leads back to failures of this president. And we aren't worried about 2024.
CJ, right, first now, of all, Matt. First of all, here's the deal. Red is a communist color. You're right. You're in the Red Party. You are in the communist Nazi sympathizing party called the Republican Party. It's a fascist party. Red is the color of fascism. That's your party. Secondly, your Senate, your president was Trump. Trump was Putin's slave. He licked his boots. He said he didn't support his own CIA and FBI, and he supported Putin. He crawled on his belly like a snake across the room whenever Putin was there to lick his shoes. Why? Because Putin had funded him for more than 20 years. Trump is on the take from Putin, and you're supporting him to get back in as president. The minute he does that, not only Ukraine is gone, but Poland, Latvia, and Lithuania are gone, and NATO is gone. What you are calling in to support is a party of treason, the Republican Party, party of fascism. It has to be eliminated from the political landscape. What I have said is I have strong disagreements with elements of my own party. And I think ultimately there's going to be a united party. And frankly, CJ, I don't think you're going to be in it unless you wake up and realize some history. And the history is the Republican Party, ever since Trump, because, you know, Mitt Romney stood tall in 2012. He said Russia was a problem. He was right. But ever since Trump and in this state, ever since Walker, you have had a corrupt Republican Party that's destroying this country. And unless your party breaks out of it and puts in people like Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney, your party will disappear. And what I'm saying is, with my party better, in my view, stop worrying about being stabbed in the back by your party, your worthless party, and start standing up to Putin, who is a Hitler. All right, we're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. CJ is the problem. People like CJ are the problem. You have to look no further than the great state of Wisconsin here, the Supreme Court, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court together gerrymandered our state for another 10 years. That's not democracy. This is working together, and it's legislative from the bench, something they rail against. But the bottom line, well, it's a terrible thing that's going on. Lord help us if we get a Republican governor, because that'll about do it. But here's the deal, CJ. Trump sided with Putin 100% of the time when he was in office. Your party, with Trump, invaded the Capitol January 6th. And this country is divided. And Putin sees this. He sees it. This is not the way it used to be, by the way. And you got to come to terms with the fact that the people that were responsible for January 6th need to be prosecuted, and we need to start over. I don't want to see a weakened Republican Party, by the way. But the Democrats, and well, I don't know what the answer is, Matt. I know the answer in Ukraine. You can't stand by and watch what's going on. And I'm going to leave it there today, because I'm pretty frustrated on this Monday with what went on in the Supreme Court. All right. Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Have a great day.
Right. You said a mouthful, Paul, as always, with passion, and you said it well. And the fact is that Putin and Xi of China can see the division in our country. When you have a bunch of criminals invading our capital, committing violence, they almost stomped an officer to death. Five people died, by the way. Five people died. And a lot of them are getting slaps on the wrist. Putin understands that. That's one reason why he went in. That's one reason why we're divided. It's about time, and I agree with you, I don't want to see the Republican Party disappear and weaken. I want to see it get honest again. It's not honest right now. I want to see the Democratic Party get rid of its weaknesses on its fringe. But if that doesn't happen, they're going to be a new party. I'll tell you that right now. Thanks for calling in. Gene of Eau Claire, you're next. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's on your mind today?
Praise the Lord for you two men for speaking out against this, what this caller's voice is saying to our country. He, unfortunately, you can hear the hatred in his voice, in my personal opinion. I have been watching what is going on live over there in this war, and I'll tell you something. I cannot believe that he can still support the guy that Trump is, that he can support a party that lies like Putin, uses the fake news scenario, tries to steal an election. I do not know who these people are who call themselves Republicans. We see them putting on shows all day long, all they do is run down Democrats. They don't do one thing, not one thing. They're there to help you, CJ, to help my neighbors, to help anybody in our country. All they are is against anything. They were against trying to help the people when people were dying from the virus. What in the world is the matter? These people, oh, you don't need to wear masks. Oh, you know, this is going to pass. Even when there was a goddamn hurricane. Trump,
you know, you speak with passion. These are excellent, excellent comments, Gene. I'm being required to go to a break. There are other people on the line. Those of you who are still on the line, do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break, and I will respond a little to Gene. Excellent comments, Gene. Thanks for calling. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
No, when you have CJ on, you need him on every single day. You need him on almost on every show, because that's where our country is tipping to. And if you want to tip that way, go ahead. But we got to delegitimize all these Republican that hold office. they're legitimate. Why? Because they conspire for a terrorist attack to overtake our government because they don't like the election. Here's where it started. Years ago, and I think you remember this, Matt, Scott Walker was in Russia, and so was the NRA. And the NRA was handed a check from Russia, and the NRA turned it right over to Scott Walker. Why? To get more guns in the hands of the people. That's a great plan to destroy our country. My dad, who was a captain during World War II, when that came out, he said, Bill, don't ever get a concealed carry permit. You're just adding to the chaos. It's going to turn our country into Dodge City. Well, my dad's gone, but he's right. We're living in Dodge City now. You read about the shootouts every single day. Thanks for your time, Matt. You do a great job.
Yeah, great, Bill. Very good comments. And, you know, Ron Johnson went to Moscow and reviewed a parade on 4th of July, our 4th of July. He went to Moscow, Russia, a couple of years ago. Walker, the NRA, are in bed with the Ruskies. They're in bed with the Ruskies. The Ruskies have poured money into Republican campaigns in the state through conduits and in the country, I should say. And Walker was one of them. Walker was with that Russian spy, I forget her name. She was hanging around, sniffing around. This is bad news, very bad news. The Republican Party has become a pro-Putin, pro-Russian party. They like authoritarianism. Time to get them out of our politics. Come back to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. Last week one of your callers called in and was talking about religion, and it got me thinking, if you really think about this party, they used to talk about 9/11. They would talk about Sharia law, and what I'm seeing is the blending of the evangelicals with the party. You know, they want to ban books. They want to burn books. They want restrictive laws with what women can do with their bodies. They want to prevent people from voting. And, you know, you add all this up, and it's like, you guys are the party of freedom? Really? This isn't the Republican Party of Ronald Reagan or Bob Dole or George Bush. It really isn't. It's really gone off the rails. And people really need to see this, you know. These are the guys that, you know, they talk about freedom all the time. But in every single avenue, they're trying to restrict you and your rights in one way or one form or another. I really think what they want is a time machine to go back to 1955, because in a lot of their minds, I think they liked it better when women and minority groups knew their place. But that's what I see when I watch these guys operate and all the stuff that they're doing.
Yeah, interesting, Robert. Let me respond to that and give a slightly different take, because you know, we have separation of church and state in this country, and that innovation in our Constitution was the first time in recorded history that any state built that in, that didn't build it around an established religion. And it's the basis, in my judgment, of our Constitution. And so when it comes to religion, I divorce that from politics. I have a great respect for people of faith, and there are plenty of people of faith in all sorts of different political positions and parties. I really think what it comes down to is that the Republican Party has really devoted itself politically to exactly what you're saying, which is basically restricting certain subjects, authoritarianism. And that's not religious. What that is just a political orientation of that party. So you take that and I go one step further on that one. The Republican Party historically, you know, when you think back to Reagan, had been very anti-communist and anti-Nazi, and they stood up to the Ruskies, and now they flipped around. They're an authoritarian party. It's not based on religion, in my view. What it's based on, because there are people of all religions in both parties, and we have complete separation of church and state, and I have tremendous respect for people of faith, or whatever they believe in, one way or the other, of all sorts. But what it is the political orientation of the party on the Republican side has become authoritarian, and it's actually flirting with fascism. So there you have it. Thank you for calling in, as always. I want to highlight another event that is occurring, and we've got to pay very close attention to. There is an election, a general election in France next Sunday. They have it on Sunday so everybody can vote. On the 24th of April, You're going to have Emmanuel Macron and Marie Le Pen on the right. Emmanuel Macron is the center left, running for president of France. And you may say, well, what do I care? What do I care? Well, you better care quite a bit, because Marie Le Pen is not on the right wing the way you might think of it traditionally. She's pro-Putin. There's a pro-Putin element in France, just like there is in Germany. And she is, her nickname is Putin's fangirl. She fawns on Putin. She has been photographed with him. She originally threatened to take France out of NATO. Now she's modified that to win the election. She'll turn around and pull it out of NATO. But what she says now is, I'm not going to technically pull it out of NATO, but I'm not going to have French troops under NATO command. Because historically, there would be a commanding officer for the troops of NATO standing up to external threats like Russia. One time it was Admiral Stavridis of the United States, and it could be a Dutch admiral, it could be a British admiral, a German admiral, whatever, or general. There's just been an announcement that the European Union is investigating her, and the prosecutor in Paris is about to proceed against her for stealing $140,000 in euros, €140,000, which is a little more than $140,000, and her party stealing $617,000 from the EU, and apparently putting in for some kind of reimbursement and lying about what it was for, and it goes into people's pockets. Now, that's a very, very important development, because she's got to be stopped. Emmanuel Macron, in my view, is doing the best he can. He's very strongly pro-NATO, strongly pro-Ukraine, strongly stands up to the Ruskies. We need that. France is our oldest ally, our original ally. In the Revolutionary War, many historians don't think that George Washington could have won, and that we wouldn't have a country like the United States if it hadn't been for France. Because they were a major European power, they sent in ships, they sent in money, they sent in supplies. And one reason why Cornwallis surrendered at Yorktown to Washington was because they had blockaded the harbor from British ships. France is our ally and it's our friend. We want to keep it that way. We do not want a Putin clone in there. Marie Le Pen is a Putin clone. Forget right wing, left wing and all that. Emmanuel Macron is standing up for France. But we do not want Putin getting his mitts into France. And his fangirl, Marie Le Pen, would do exactly that. Absolutely exactly that. We come to the end of the show. Great show. Some people had tried to get in towards the end, and we had a line of callers. Try again tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. A lot more to talk about Ukraine and many other subjects. Great show today. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. As we know it, life is-